We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Shock. I'm still not over this. Yesterday, reading an Associated Press article, realizing that we just funded Hamas. Hamas is the elected government of Gaza, right? So this is being sold to the American people, this aid package, $95 billion, almost all of which will have to be printed and borrowed. You'll pay when you check out at the grocery store and inflationary costs. It's just no big deal. Anyway, if you're struggling to afford food, you can feel good about the fact that you paid for food for a poor Gazan. You can feel good about that. Because a third of the aid that the Republicans and the Democrats have billed as going to Israel, that's $26 billion for anybody keeping track. A third of that aid, roughly, about $9 billion, is actually going to Gaza. It's going to Hamas. Because Hamas runs Gaza. Nothing gets in or out of there without their permission. That's their money. $9 billion. Not million. Billion dollars. Okay, like, how many people actually live in Gaza? Like, how many Gazans are there, really? Anybody count? I mean, $9 billion. What are there, 30 million of them or something? No, there's 2 million of them. 2 million. Of them. So that's like $4,500 a Gazan. Yeah. Or wait for it. $18,000 for a family of four. $18,000 for a family of four. I'm just going to let that sink in for a minute. Had a guy text me yesterday because we were doing the math on this toward the end of the show, and I wanted to loop it back around so that people can understand our side. We need to start talking about this. This is what Mike Johnson just did. This is what the Democrats just did. This is what Chuck Schumer just did. This is what Mitch McConnell just did. Now, before you get too mad at the Republican Party, understand a majority of Republicans voted against this in the House. They did the right thing, okay? It was only because Mike Johnson joined with the Democrats to defeat the Republican majority in the House, that we got this mess. So, I mean, the absolute irony of this, I had a guy text me yesterday. I went, wow, he said, you know, I just paid my tax bill. It was $4,500. He's like, so I just bought groceries for a Gazan. Yeah, you did. $4,500. That's exactly, yeah. You just fed a Gazan child. Now, before you think, well, you know, they're going through a hard time over there. Really? Who did the people of Gaza elect as their government? People don't know this, okay? Hamas is not some terror group that lives in Gaza. Hamas is the government of Gaza. They were elected by the people. Poll after poll after poll, check Al Jazeera for this, shows a 70% support rate for the rape and murder massacre done on October 7th. 70% support rate. That's what keeps Hamas in power. Of course, we shouldn't be surprised they're in power. Again, the people elected a terror group. They were a known terror group. So you just gave the average family of four in Gaza $18,000. So I just want to know, where do the people of Lahaina go to get that? Because they only got $700, Lee.
Yeah.
Maybe they should elect a terrorist group as their government. Maybe they could get some more money. Yeah. Okay. Where do the people of East Palestine go to get that money? Where can they go to get that money? And so the absolute utter hypocrisy of Mike Johnson going to Columbia yesterday and pretending that he's any different from the protesters. I mean, the protesters might be screaming death to Israel and yay Hamas and all of that, but at least, Lee, they're not funding Hamas like Mike Johnson. I'm just wrapping the irony up here. What is worse, to stand there with a sign and a mask on your face and say, I support Hamas, rah, 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 or to actually actively fund Hamas like Mike Johnson over the objection of the majority of Republicans? So I don't want people getting really mad at the Republican Party lead this morning and saying, hey, I'm not going to go vote for them. No, they got it right. The majority of Republicans in the House voted no. So this idiot goes, who unfortunately is the Republicans leader in the House, goes to Columbia yesterday to pretend he's against Hamas after funding them. Do you know how many years of terror we're going to get out of $9 billion? Because this, let me tell you what, this money, yes, it's $4,500 a person or $18,000 a family, but this money never going to make it to the people. It's not. It's going straight to Hamas. There is no other way. It's going straight to Hamas. You can't. They control in and out. They control everything in that space that Israel hasn't turned into rubble. So Mike Johnson, after funding Hamas and hoping you don't notice because they called it Israeli aid. Yeah, Israeli aid. How much? A third of it goes to Hamas. Nice. Okay, good, Mike. Goes to Columbia University. I was joking yesterday. They said he's going to Columbia, you know, which side will he be on by the time he gets there? Who knows? Let's watch his speech to find out. Here he was getting booed yesterday at Columbia with your idiot Congresswoman Virginia Fox up there in North Carolina. I understand she just voted to fund Hamas. She voted yes. So call her and ask her why she supports Hamas with your money. Tell her you would like $4,500 to help with your groceries. That it should go to you. Before it goes to Hamas, it should go to you before it goes to Gaza. See if Virginia can understand. So she's standing there besides Mike and they're both pretending they don't support Hamas. But I'm sorry, on this show, we don't look at what you say. We look at what you do. So here's Mike Johnson pretending to be against Hamas. And he gets shouted down on Columbia University's campus for about 18 minutes before he gives up.
Enjoy your free speech.
Some of the student organizers are part of the group for Jewish Voices for Peace.
Anti-Israel encampments are popping up at universities all across this country.
Then he goes on Jesse Waters last night, this moron, and says the people who support Hamas are misguided. Yeah, you too, Mike. At least the people on these campuses didn't give $9 billion, you moron. Listen to this.
It was chaos on that campus. I mean, we were looking out to a sea of students' faces with rage. So many of them, Jesse, don't even know what the heck they're talking about. This is not the expression of free speech. It's not the free exchange of ideas in the public square. This is threatening and intimidating Jewish students because of who they are, because of what they believe.
Yes, that's what Hamas does, Mike. You just funded them. You rewarded them for October 7th. They did not have $9 billion before they killed 1,400 Jews for being Jewish. Those were civilians. You can't even get mad. You just can laugh. All you could do is laugh. You could just laugh at the absolute grinding abject stupidity.
Now, this is a large part of the problem with foreign aid that this country is borrowing money to send overseas. And if you're sending cash, you have no control over how that is used. And as you point out here, and correctly so, this aid going to Gaza winds up in the – and if this is in fact is cash and is not directed toward a specific product that is absolutely, you know, paid for and put in the area, then it is going to be cash available to the Hamas terrorist group. And even if it is something that is already bought and delivered, then that is something that Hamas has control over. And do you think for one second that they're going to feed the people first and their fighters last? No, not for a second.
Not okay, you can't bring $9 billion worth of food in there. I mean, you can't. It'd go bad, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't. And remember the UN aid scandal? Here's the thing. The way that it works inside of Gaza, all of the so-called journalists, they're Hamas. All of the aid orgs are Hamas. We had, remember that UN aid organization?
Yeah. Yeah.
It turned out they were all Hamas, and some of them took part
in the October 7th operation.
In the slaughter. So, yeah. Nobody, there's no, like, nobody's, like, walking into there, and they're all nice and innocent, and they're just an aid organization. They're all Hamas. So what happens is when you give them the money, you're aiding Hamas. And I'm not going to play the audio again because it's kind of scratchy, but it's the Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton's explained, listen, what happens is you give them, they want fuel because they got to keep the generators going so they could keep fighting Israel. That's what they use that for. They use food to feed their fighters. They're not giving this. This is not making it to the people. Why would you? You can't even buy $9 billion worth of aid. What they're going to do is give the money to the groups, and the groups are going to pass it to Hamas is what's going to happen. That is an insane, even if you're just giving it to the groups, that's an insane amount of money. Again, that's $18,000 for a Gaza family of four. And let's not kid ourselves. These are innocent people because they're not. The last Al Jazeera poll on this, 70% supported what Hamas did on October 7th. So if you support the slaughter of Jews, you get money from Mike Johnson. That's what you get. But that's what you get as a reward for electing Hamas as your government. But if you're an innocent American trying to make ends meet, you don't get that from Mike. If you're East Palestine, you don't get that from Mike. If you are Lahaina, you don't get that from Mike. You get a measly $700 check. You know, Lee, the world would be better off if we just stepped away. Stop funding Hamas. Stop funding Israel. Just shut up and do what the founder said. Pull the money out. Don't get, because this is going to keep the war going. You have just resupplied Hamas for years. And the American people don't know. I think most Republicans don't understand. Republicans did this. I think if you ask most Republicans, hey, you know, is there any of that aid you support? Yeah, I support the aid for Israel. Well, a third of it goes to Hamas. How do you feel now? Oh, a third of it goes to Gaza. How do you feel now? They could have had a thriving economy. They were given Gaza by Israel. Given. The land was given to them. That's why they live there. And instead, they decided to elect a terror group. And now we're going to reward them for October 7th with $9 billion they didn't have before. I don't even care what form it takes. It doesn't matter. It's our money. It's printed. Yeah. And so, like, folks reacting to this on Rumble, Mike Hamas, Mike Johnson, just end the federal government, end it. This is such stupidity. This is what the founders were trying to warn us about. And for him to go to Columbia, Lee, and act like these students are confused. Look at these idiots supporting Hamas. Mike, you're the biggest Hamas supporter of all, except Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, you idiot. But this is, it's just dumb. It's so stupid. And by the way, how did the aid for Hamas get doubled? Because this fall, when they were talking about giving Hamas money, giving Gazans money, it was only $5 billion. Now we're up to $9 billion. Thank God we didn't go a few more months and we give them $15 billion. And we're broke. We are dadgum broke. So you are going to, when you are paying that inflation at the checkout line, understand part of that was the money that went to print the money for Hamas. And then we're going to be confused as to why this conflict continues. Some days I sit in this chair and my mouth hangs open.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But again, know this. If you're upset at the Republican Party, don't be. Because the Republican Congress members in the House voted correctly. A majority of them voted not to fund this. It's Mike Johnson you should be mad at. He's the one who used Democrat votes to overcome the will of the majority of Republicans. The party still got it. It's the leadership that's the problem. Speaking of the problem, folks, we have a bizarre situation unfolding in that New York courtroom where Trump is being tried because it's becoming clear there's no underlying crime. Not one, but two liberal lawyers are beside themselves over what Democrats are doing in that courtroom. The first is one of our favorites, liberal law professor Jonathan Turley.
This case is quickly becoming incomprehensible. I mean, the newest theory that they gave just as the trial was starting is that we have another dead misdemeanor. And the misdemeanor is that Trump conspired by promoting his own election unlawfully. But they don't explain really where the unlawful part is. They also don't explain how denoting this as a legal expense later affected the 2016 election. It just doesn't seem to matter to anyone in that courtroom that this is utter nonsense and that this is not a campaign violation in terms of contributions. The federal government did not believe there was grounds to charge anything in this case. Many experts reject that whole concept.
Wait, so what he's saying is that they're not actually presenting a crime, an actual criminal violation? That's exactly what Turley's saying.
And so what we're watching here is something that I've never seen the likes of. I mean, the judge is allowing this farce to unfold in his courtroom, and everyone just seems to be treating this like they're actually trying a known crime. When you have people still debating, not just on this network, what the crime was that Trump was trying to conceal, it's something that's out of a Fellini movie. It's just crazy.
But he's not the only liberal to say it. Democrat attorney Julian Epstein, a Biden voter and donor, but also a guy who worked as chief counsel to the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. You can't get more Democrat than all of that. Likened what is going on to Trump in court as Stalin-esque. Why? For the same reason as Turley. It's not clear what the crime is. They're literally presenting evidence, the Hollywood Access tape where he talked about groping women. They're presenting the transcript of that. Stuff that's not even related to this case because they don't have evidence of a crime. Take a listen to the way he describes this.
This is Joseph Stalin. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. You know, remember, just for your viewers' benefit, I'm not somebody who voted for Donald Trump. I voted for Joe Biden. And I find this case outrageous. I also find it outrageous because this conduct now occurred 8 years ago. They have waited 8 years on the eve of the election to bring a phony, defective case against the former president on the eve of the election. I mean, it's just amazing to me that the left is doing this with a straight voice, straight face. And I say to them, and this is, I'll conclude on this thought, I say to them, if Donald Trump is elected, watch out, because I can think of a lot more credible theories where a Trump Justice Department could bring a criminal prosecution on Joseph Biden for the documents case, a case in which he held classified documents in his garage for years, or on Hunter Biden for either the foreign agent registration violations or for tax violations, and they could find creative ways of tolling the statutes of limitations.
Battleground America.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.